Hello?
Hey, B. It's Mom.
Hey, you guys are coming out here pretty soon.
I can't wait. I've already packed. Well, not all the way, but I'm pretty well packed. Well, I've been packed for the last 2 weeks.
Nice.
I'm so excited. I can't stand it. I just came back from the grocery store, and I was like, yes, I don't have to buy turkey, cranberry sauce, anything. Butler and Daryl be cooking that.
That's right. You don't have to cook a thing.
I know it, and I'm loving it. But you're going to miss my pecan and pumpkin pie.
That's true. The thing that I will miss most is cornbread dressing.
Oh, yeah. Wait, we're not having cornbread dressing?
No, we're going to alternate. So Dara wanted to cook Pat's dressing this year, and we'll do cornbread next year.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I might have to fix some when I get home. I got to have my cornbread dressing.
And that's funny, like this stuff you have to have. For instance, Dara's dressing is, you know, bread, not cornbread.
Yeah.
And I was asking her if we should go like to the bakery and get some kind of, you know, some kind of fancy bread for it. And she's like, no, I just like the bag bread cubes that you make it with, because that tastes like how it's supposed to taste. You know what I mean? Like there's just things that you, even though they're not the greatest, like you still want it. And what's really funny is she's like, I want these like, you know, bag of bread cubes, and I was thinking, like, man, where do you even find that in Berkeley? And so she went to, like, this one supermarket, Berkeley Bowl, that is, like, the most Berkeley supermarket. It's owned by, like, a, you know, it's like a collective, a co-op, super hippy-dippy, and they had an entire end cap with these bread cubes, because obviously everybody remembers eating this, and so for the holidays they even stock it, the most hippie of supermarkets.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Which is pretty awesome.
Pretty good. It's kind of like, remember how you and Elaine liked the cranberry sauce in a can, because when you poured it out it had little ridges on it, and y'all said it shows you right where to cut.
Yeah, I still love that stuff. Oh, that's great.
It's so gross. Well, we can't wait to come out there and eat and visit and have a good time.
And, yeah, watch TV.
And watch TV.
Yeah, I was thinking, speaking of that, since most people will be laid up after Thanksgiving watching TV, watching Netflix, watching whatever, that at this day and age, it's become like the paradox of choice. Like, when you sit down to watch TV, watch Netflix, you spend like more time going through Netflix of what am I going to watch than actually watching it. And it's just a really funny problem.
It takes you longer to get through it. I thought about that when I was at the grocery store a little while ago. I mean, I've never seen so many choices now of toilet tissue. Do you want soft? Do you want firm? Do you want it absorbent? I mean, I kind of had a panic attack. I thought, you know how they give out samples of food? I thought, surely they're not going to give out all these samples of toilet tissue and have people, you know, try those. It's crazy, all the choices. It makes you kind of, it makes me anxious.
Well, it's interesting in how it affects how we consume media. I was reading an article about a guy who, kind of like me, who spent, you know, his youth kind of building this CD collection. And, you know, people would come over and they'd check out your CDs and, you know, pronounce that you were, you know, quite the music aficionado. But as you get to now, they're obsolete, you know. This guy writing the article and me, you know, we've sold them all because it's all digital. But I noticed that when I listen to music via streaming or whatever, that since it's not curated, I'm finding myself just listening to like bands of the moment, and that desire to go back and listen to something from the past is more difficult.
Yeah. That's really interesting. And, There's so much available. I kind of feel sorry for these younger generations. There's so much available. It's harder to make the choice. And of course, well, and I'm not putting all the choices down, because when we have a choice, we feel like we have a freedom and a sense of control. You know, yeah. If I can choose, I've got a sense of control. But if there are too many choices, it becomes complicated, and you get anxious about it, you know? And
yeah.
I get anxious, you know, I'm like you, on TV, I'll get anxious going, wait, what? You know, which movie are we going to watch? And I also, one thing I was thinking about, too, about when you were talking about choices, is now it's even harder to narrow down your choices, what's best for you and what's realistic for you.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, choices give you a freedom, a sense of control over your life. And when you have a choice, you have to decide which choice is the most realistic, the most attainable, which choice would work the best in my life. So when you have a lot of choices, you have to think a lot about it. You know, when I'm saying realistic, well, everybody in hell wants a cold glass of ice water, but that ain't going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
It's not realistic. And so some of the choices that I see today advertised by the media, I'm thinking, but that's not realistic. That wouldn't be realistic in my life. Does that make sense?
It does. And what I was also interested about, kind of going back to the music thing, is it's interesting, this sort of intergenerational recognition of this paradox of choice. So these net generation millennials that have grown up with iTunes, streaming music, and all of that, you would think that it would be the generation after that that would kind of rebel and want something more curated or realize that that's too much. But as you see the rise of streaming music, you're also seeing the rise of vinyl record stores.
Yes.
So it's either
really
it's millennials and Gen Xers saying, this is all great and I love streaming music, but I also want to have this curated, more personal experience. I just find that really interesting because I feel like in the past, those reactions to something take longer, but I see these happening concurrently, which is really interesting.
Yeah. And, well, when I think about music, I think about that, you know, our music of our day, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, whatever, you know, we're the first baby boomers. We're the first generation where we are all listening to the same music. Y'all even
yeah.
like our music.
Oh, definitely.
And is it, you know, I look at, I can mention anybody I listen to in my generation, and you know who I'm talking about, usually.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think, though, that the younger generations, they don't understand, they don't have any concept of not being able to have a choice and have what they want at their fingertips.
That's true, because, with Google, it's just so easy.
I know. You know, yesterday...
Like, do they still have urban legends? You know, back in the day, there would be all these, like, urban legends, and... But now you could just go Google it and, like, dispel it all.
Exactly. I was watching football, of course, yesterday, and we're not going to talk about the Ole Miss-Arkansas
game.
Yeah,
that was a blowout.
That was devastating. But anyway, a trivia question came up, and it said... Here's a trivia question. What six cities have these two teams played in? You know, six cities. And I thought to myself, God, it's not even fun to play this anymore because I can Google it.
Yeah.
I didn't have to really think about it, you know? Of course, I knew them anyway. But it was real funny. I thought with technology the way it is, you just Google it. So urban legend, trivia, whatever, you know. I can find it. It's right there at my fingertips on that little device that I keep by my side all the time.
I know. It's kind of crazy. Like, I feel like that's all just going to be moot. Like, instead of slumber parties, you know, people passing around, like, scary ghost stories, there'll be, like, the one kid on his iPhone going, nope, that's not true. It says it right here.
It says it right here. I got it right here.
I just looked it up.
Yeah. But, I mean, and I'm glad we have so much available. And I'm glad we have all these choices because, I mean, really, kind of when you said we were going to have that kind of dressing at Thanksgiving, I kind of had a panic that I'm not going to get a choice for the cornbread, you know?
Because in a way, we kind of recognize that. We didn't want to make everyone's thing. You know, we wanted to curate what it was, and so we narrowed down and compromised, and just, it's not that we're not making a ton of food, but we did just want a more curated experience.
Exactly. Well, and I like that. I like that. You know, when you're raising kids, I know when you and Elaine were little, I didn't say, what do you want to drink? I said, do you want apple juice or milk? You know, the fewer the choices and the less I had to fight with you guys about, you know? And so raising you, I narrowed the choices. And I think it makes it easier. I mean, I'm glad that I don't have a lot of choices for Thanksgiving. And, the thing about choices today, I think that we're all beginning to see that really we have all these choices, but in the big scheme of things, we know what we want, and three choices would be enough.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. I'm still just going to buy Northern soft tissue. I'm not going to worry about how strong or absorbent it is.
Plant that withering body in the rich mulch, and just leave behind that glittery hindrance. Let some that body dig your insides out and get those innards rinsed. Now you can talk about more pristine issues, like what's up with the state of hip hop. Where exactly is hip hop going? Linden hip hop at breakfast this morning. Does hip hop really have the body type to pull off that outfit? Who is hip hop dating? Holographic rendered? Or what is hip hop checking the gender box? Another inane.